A former national security advisor for Donald Trump may be giving a glimpse into possible foreign policy if Mr. Trump wins office again. Bloomberg reports Trump's last national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, has written an article that proposes a number of things, including decoupling our economy from China and resuming nuclear weapons testing. Larry Liebert is an editor on the International Economic and Security Team for Bloomberg News Washington Bureau. He joins me now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Tell us, first off, a little bit more about Robert O'Brien and his time in the Trump administration.
Well, he was President Trump's final national security advisor, and that's a very important role. It's the person in the White House who is closest to the president on issues of war and peace and strategy, on even on trade and so many other international subjects. So he was close to Trump. He served him, and he served him toward the end of the administration. So they've had, according to him, he's kept in touch, and they've had a continuing relationship.
How much influence did he have as Mr. Trump's national security advisor?
Well, I think it was substantial, although it's often been said that no one is guaranteed influence with President Trump. You know, the question is, when he was making, he tossed off ideas day and night, and the folks around him would have to decide which were just inspirations of the moment and which to follow up on. By the next day, sometimes President Trump would move on to another idea. So, but he was there at all the key decision making, and so I think, and he was there at the end. So I think it's clear that there's a continuum there of their relationship.
There's a number of former officials and others that have been kind of throwing some of these ideas out of what the next administration might be. When you look at what Mr. O'Brien has written, you know, I mentioned a couple of things. Give us a broader sense of some of the national policy changes he's proposing.
I think the most important thing is he calls for what's known in Washington as a decoupling of China, really severing the relationship. Despite all we hear about tariffs on China, which President Trump imposed and President Biden has kept, for all of the tensions over advanced computer chips and things, there's still a huge amount of trade between China and the U.S. in both directions. And the Biden administration has said, no, we're not calling for decoupling. We just want to take those areas of conflict out of the relationship. But this advice from Robert O'Brien is it's time to decouple, to cut off relations, which goes beyond even the 60% tariffs that President Trump has floated in his campaign.
Larry, what would be some possible ramifications of such an action?
Well, there's been a lot of analysis that especially the tariffs and the cutoffs would penalize American consumers because prices would rise, products would be less available. And of course, it would contribute to strife abroad, could contribute to strife abroad, especially among U.S. Allies in the Asian Pacific, including Japan, the Philippines, South Korea.
We're speaking with Bloomberg's Larry Liebert. Larry, when we look at the other proposals that Robert O'Brien has written, what are some of the other things that stand out to you?
Well, in the same theme, he is making China the preeminent, he would make China the preeminent concern. He says that perhaps the entire U.S. Marine Corps should be sent to Asia to strengthen the U.S. presence there and bolster the U.S. presence against China. And that means pulling out of Africa, pulling out of the Middle East, basically making a very dramatic stand. Beyond China, he also talks about other bold moves, including resuming underground nuclear weapons testing, which he says may be necessary because arms control efforts that have stood for years have now basically fallen apart. And he said you should look at not only, as has been the traditional calculus, the arms that Russia has, the nuclear arms, but those that China have, and together the U.S. needs to match that presence. So you would have, and other some people argue, we already have a burgeoning new nuclear arms race. That's another significant theme.
What kind of reaction would you expect from the global community to what O'Brien is proposing?
Well, I think you'll hear some unease among U.S. allies, and obviously you would from China. The question is whether these are just ideas being floated or they'd actually take root in if there's another Trump administration.
Now, speaking of that, I understand that he's made sure that the Trump campaign has received a copy of this. I assume this is him trying to jockey for this post again?
Yeah, arguably so. For this post or another, maybe Secretary of State. He clearly has remaining ambitions. The Trump campaign, there have been all sorts of, I think, basically well-meaning conservative proposals from think tanks and others on what might happen, what should be done if there's another Trump administration. And the campaign has said, unless you hear it directly from Donald Trump or unless you hear it directly from his campaign, it's not official. It's not Trump speaking. This case is a little different. It's a little interesting. The Trump campaign first told us, and it probably was just an accidental slip, that it was not true, as one of O'Brien's fellow writers of this piece said, that his essay was shown to Susan Wiles, who's a top Trump advisor. But later they said, oh, yeah, she did see it, but it's not true that she showed it to President Trump. So that alone, I think, tells you a little bit that, about O'Brien still having influence, still having contacts. But again, they say if it's not from President Trump directly, it's sort of a wish list.
Have we heard anything like this out of the Trump campaign, or is this extreme compared to what we've heard so far about his future platform?
Well, certainly more detailed than anything he has said. And we haven't seen a lot of details on his platform except what he throws out, frankly, in his improvised speeches at his rallies. He has talked, as we mentioned, about a 60% tariffs, which would be remarkably high. He has said that the U.S. Really should stop coddling China, as he would probably put it. But he hasn't gone into this level of detail. And so it remains to be seen which of these things would happen if there's another Trump administration. A broader question that comes from all of this is, would Trump, if reelected, be unbridled? Would he be able to do everything he talks about doing, that his supporters talk about doing, because there's no more reelection, because he would only hire people this time around who will do what he suggests? Or is he still the improvisational leader that people both criticize and admire, where he'd throw out an idea, and if it didn't happen the next day, he'd move on? And to me, that's one of the great mysteries, not only on foreign policy, but other policy issues with President Trump. Would Trump 2.0 be dramatically different from the first time around?
Larry, thank you so much for joining us on KMOX. I understand this is your hometown, so welcome back in a way.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.